Today is the first Sunday in Lent, the first Sunday in the season of Lent. Lent officially began this past Wednesday on Ash Wednesday. And in the liturgy for that day, in the words of the worship service for that day, for Ash Wednesday, all of us were invited to undertake the observance of a holy Lent. The observance throughout this season of a holy Lent. The words of the liturgy invite us to the observance of a holy Lent by undertaking self-examination and repentance, prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. I think it's probably accurate to say that over the years, and certainly within popular awareness, the focus of Lent is perceived to be primarily just one little piece of that invitation, to self-denial. We think of Lent, or we imagine that Lent is primarily a time to give up something, to deny ourselves something that we enjoy, like chocolate, or dessert in general, or alcohol, or meat. Or, increasingly these days, people are giving up Facebook for Lent. But that sense that Lent is a time when you deny yourself something, self-denial, giving up something that is something that you enjoy or spend a lot of time with. Maybe somewhere along the way you have heard someone encourage you to take on during Lent, rather than give up. Another common practice during Lent is to take on some additional activity or practice. Take on additional acts of charity, or prayer, or perhaps Bible study. Both of these things, giving up something or taking on something, kind of come under the broader heading of discipline. Taking on a Lenten discipline, undertaking self-discipline as a Lenten practice. And I think in general, self-discipline is a helpful thing in the spiritual life. It is certainly not the only thing important in a spiritual life, and probably not even the most important thing, but nonetheless a helpful thing. Self-discipline. So I do commend to you taking on some sort of Lenten discipline, something that you do regularly in a disciplined manner throughout this season of Lent. This practice of self-discipline provides, at the least, a focus and an attentiveness to our spiritual lives. And it also reminds us that our spiritual growth, our journey with Jesus, isn't just a Sunday affair. That it is something that requires our focus and our discipline on a daily basis. So I commend a Lenten discipline to you. But I also want to step back, because it helps, within the context of Lent, to step back and to think about the bigger picture. Self-discipline, whether it be taking on or giving up, self-discipline is not, in and of itself, the primary purpose of Lent. Lent is not about training us in discipline. Discipline is, at best, a tool, of course, towards a much bigger goal. The purpose of Lent The purpose, the theme of this Lenten season is restoration, renewal, reconciliation. All of those re-words that have to do with making things right and good again. Restoring, renewing, rebuilding, reconciling, reconciling. Renewing our lives with God. Ash Wednesday is sort of the reset button for that practice of renewal and restoration. That time when we are reminded, as I said on Wednesday, when we are reminded that without God we are no more than dust or ash. Without God's grace, without God's love, without God's presence, we are nothing but dust and ash. This season of Lent that follows Ash Wednesday, after that reset, is an opportunity to renew and rebuild a relationship with God. On Ash Wednesday, we pray along with the psalmist that God will, in the days ahead, continue to renew a right spirit within us. Lent is a time for renewal, for rebuilding, restoring, reconnecting, renewal. Lent is mostly about renewal. Sort of like a vacation. Have you ever thought of Lent as a vacation? A time for renewal. A time set apart to renew and restore that which is good in our lives. That which is a right spirit celebrating God's presence with us. A time set apart to focus on renewal. What is it in your lives that stifles your soul? Take a vacation from it, whatever it is, during Lent. Whatever it is that closes in on your heart and your spirit. Leave it behind for Lent. Take a vacation. What anxieties grip you in the midst of your daily lives? Give them to God during Lent. Put them aside. Give them into God's care. Take a break. When people ask me about determining a discipline for Lent, one of the things I sometimes ask is, what is it that you do in your life to kill time? It's a horrible phrase, isn't it? And yet we do. We all do. We talk about it and we all do it. In small batches or in large, we kill time. We talk about having time to kill. What is it that you do in your life to kill time? Think of Lent as a time. As a time to celebrate time. As a time to take the time that we are given as a gift and make the most of it. Bring joy and hope and opportunity into that gift of time rather than killing it. A vacation. Rather than the grind of killing time. Where do the demands and ambitions of the world bind your hope? Pause in the midst of that and breathe. Breathe in God's life-giving spirit. Wherever it is that you find that life-giving breath, go there for your Lenten vacation. Leave behind being harried and relish being holy. Where in your life do you find hope and holiness and joy? That is your Lenten vacation destination. Go there, whatever it may be. Bible reading, perhaps, perhaps not, perhaps other sorts of reading. Scripture reading actually does that for me because it reconnects me with the life and presence of God in the past and up through today. But maybe it means getting outside in the snow or as soon as the snow clears, listening to music, spending time with those with whom you cherish activities and love, those who restore your heart and your love. Go there during Lent, wherever that is, that brings hope and peace and holiness to your heart. If you had all the time in the world, what would you do to bring peace and restoration to your soul? Lent is the gift of that time. Take that gift. It is sort of like going on vacation, though. It takes work to get there. It takes intentionality to make it happen. We have to choose to go on vacation, but it's worth it. Lent is a time to restore, to renew, to reconcile ourselves to God's presence, God's love, God's peace, God's creativity, to immerse ourselves again in that wonder that God's presence offers to us. Lent is an amazing gift of time and opportunity, the chance to take a vacation for your soul. I wish all of you this year the observance of a holy Lent. Amen.